Very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes. Welcome to another program. Yes, as the sun sets. Welcome to the program once again. Here I am with you as large as life. So thank you for tuning in to us, and I hope you've enjoyed the program. And now it's time for us to pray the evening prayer of the church, which we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors, for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Before the angels I will bless you, my God. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of my mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways, how great is the glory of the Lord. The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Before the angels I will bless you, my God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive glory and honor. Our Gospel reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "Which of you, with a servant ploughing or minding sheep, would say to him when he returned from the fields, 'Come and have your meal immediately'? Would he not be more likely to say, 'Get my supper laid, and make yourself tidy and wait on me while I eat and drink. You can eat and drink yourself afterwards. Must he be grateful to the servant for doing what he was told? And so with you, when you have done all that you have been told to do, say, we are merely servants. We have done no more than our duty. The Gospel of the Lord. I suppose that when we look at the Gospel, read the Gospel, and come to know just something about the way of life in the day of Jesus, well, it would have been as he made out in the Gospel today. A servant minding the sheep comes home. Would the master say, sit down and have your meal, or would he rather say to the minder of the sheep, the shepherd, please get my supper ready, you can eat afterwards. Of course, if you're the master, you're going to be waited on. But Jesus, in the Gospel, is always very direct when it comes to service. And he says, and he's saying to us this here today, when you've done all that you've been told to do, don't presume anything, don't presume on your authority, on your position, but simply say, we are merely servants. We have done no more than our duty. And Jesus himself said, I have come to serve, not to be served. So service is really a gospel value that we need to espouse, that we need to incarnate in our lives. We need to flesh out in our lives. So when we have power, we need to use that power not to oppress or to dominate or to be above people, but to use the power we have to serve. Jesus, who is himself God, divine, emptied himself, you will remember, took the form of a servant, a slave, and served. So if that's the kind of person Jesus was, then that's exactly what he wants us to do. He wants us to be servants as he was a servant. Not that this draws any attention to ourselves, because when we do anything at all, when we make out as though we are important, we should realize that we are merely servants. We're only doing what we've been told to do. And so the servant who comes in from the field, he will simply have to say, we are merely servants. I am merely his servant, and I've done no more than my duty. I've minded the sheep. I have waited on my master. And that's what I've been called to do, and that's what I've done. And so when we look at our own lives, not to puff ourselves up with pride and say, well, I'm a master, I'm a this or I'm a that. But when we are disciples of Jesus, we have been called to serve. And so we don't use our power to oppress or to dominate or to take seats of honor, but we use the power that we have to serve. And that's the humility of the servant in the Gospel today, who says, I'm not great, I'm just a servant. I've been minding the sheep, and I have served my master. So when we come to the Lord, we must come in that same humble attitude, that we've done no more than we were expected to do. The Lord asks us to be of service, not just to some imaginary Lord up there, but that we are of service, in loving service, to our neighbor around us. That's what our duty is, and that's what the Lord is asking us to do today. So I want to say this evening, as we think about this particular Gospel reading, remember that when this master would say to his servant, get my supper ready and laid, and make yourself tidy and wait on me at table, you can eat and drink yourself afterwards, must he be grateful to the servant for doing what he was told? The servant will answer simply, I have done no more than I've been hired to do. I've done no more than is expected of me as a servant, to wait on my master and to serve. May you and I be ready to serve our Lord and Master, and remember that Jesus says, what you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. And it's with that in mind that I pray this evening that we will always rejoice in being servants of one another, ready to serve, to be of help, to offer our service in one way or another to those around us. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. I will find happiness at your right hand forever. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Do great things for us, O Lord. You are mighty, and holy is your name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Now Christ taught us to set our hearts on the kingdom of God, and on its justice, and in that kingdom all that we need will be given us. And so until then, let us pray, your kingdom come, O Lord. Blessed are those who know their need of God. Lead us to seek your face in purity of heart. Blessed are those who work for no reward, those who suffer for what is right. Comfort them with your presence and lighten their burden. Blessed are the gentle, those who show mercy and forgive. They shall know your forgiveness at the end of time. And blessed are the peacemakers, those who reconcile conflict and hate. They are indeed the sons and daughters of God, and bring consolation to all who mourn the dead. And may they share the blessed hope of all who have died in the peace of Christ. And as we pray for all those who have died in the peace of Christ, let's remember that November is the month of the Holy Souls, and we remember all those of our friends, family, all those who have died, and we commend them to the Lord, to his love, his mercy and forgiveness, and to eternal rest. And now we pray together in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. As we pray before you, Lord, we ask you in your mercy for the grace always to ponder in our hearts what we proclaim with our lips. And we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. And so we come to the end of our evening prayer. It's always lovely to be with you, and I trust that you enjoy just staying with me and enjoying the music and the prayer that I've brought you. It's always nice to be with you, and I hope you've enjoyed this time that we've spent together. Well, that's about all we have time for this evening. So from me, Father Emil, it's good night.